안녕하세요. 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트 청취자 여러분, 저는 이번 팟캐스트 진행을 맡은 코리아 헤럴드 간형우 기자입니다. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining the Korea Herald podcast once again. For those of you who are returning to our podcast, and welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. Today, we are happily joined by our very, very own copy editor, Ali. Hi, Ali.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. I'm actually doing all right. So today, since we're going to talk about Korean content-themed trips, mm-hmm. trip package item, package products, mm-hmm. I want to ask you about your latest trip to anywhere.
So the most recent trip I went to is actually in Korea. I went to Inje in Gangwon province. Yeah, and it was over the winter. So it was super snowy, and we went to the Seoraksan National Park. Uh-huh. And actually, we were so lucky because we went the day after it snowed like 30 centimeters. And so it was so beautiful. But they were going to close the park the next day. So we would have missed it. And it was just amazing that, you know, there's that at the bottom of Seoraksan, there's a sort of Buddhist
temple.
And there's a massive statue that was like metal statue all covered in snow. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It was really great.
You guys got super lucky.
Yeah, super lucky, because I think when it snowed again, like the month after, they also closed down everything and no one could go in. So, and I went with my mom, who was visiting Korea, so she had never experienced winter like that before. Never seen snow like that before. So
that's
it was
great.
Amazing. It was really good.
When was it? Was it in December, January,
It was February, early Feb. I want to say around the 5th of Feb, around then. So just when we, like the day we arrived, there was no snow. Mm-hmm. And then overnight, it snowed. And it was just amazing. It was so great.
And then the day after that, they closed the park.
Wow. Yeah. So it was really once in a lifetime opportunity. It was really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For those of you who are thinking about visiting Seorak Mountain in Gangwon province, choose your dates wisely, but Ali says it's early, it's February something.
Yeah, but
don't take her word for it, but
the roads were also really dangerous, so be careful, please.
자, 설악산 여튼 되게 저도 예전에 가봤지만 굉장히 멋진 곳이고 한국에 방문하시면 한 번 정도 가보길 추천드립니다. 어쨌든 오늘 내용이 문체부와 관광공사가 손을 잡고 해외 방문객 대상으로 한국 콘텐츠에 기반한 새로운 관광 상품 7종을 선보인다는 내용입니다. So Ali will start us off by reading the article.
Culture Ministry, KTO, unveil Hallyu-themed tours. The Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Korea Tourism Organization are looking to woo Southeast Asian and Middle Eastern tourists with new Hallyu-themed tour packages. Despite the rising popularity of Korean content, some travel destinations have not been promoted properly due to their low accessibility and intellectual property rights. We have been discussing such issues and have assisted local travel agencies and content creators to sign a memorandum of understanding for greater travel experiences that can satisfy passionate Hallyu fans, the ministry's latest press release said. The new tourism products will be heavily promoted in Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates, who have all been big Korean cultural fans, it added. A total of 7 Korean content-themed tours will be offered to tourists from these locations, including 4 day-trip programs in Seoul and its suburbs, 2 one-night trips to Busan or Pyeongchang, Gangwon province, and a 3-day trip to Gangwon province.
Thank you, Ali. We appreciate it. 자, 바로 시작해 보도록 하겠습니다. The Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Korea Tourism Organization are looking to woo. What do you mean by woo?
So it's like to try and attract. So to, it's not quite to attract. It's like you're trying to attract something or trying to win over people or court, like to court somebody. So it's normally used in a romantic context. Like, you know, a guy is trying to woo this girl, trying to attract her. But here, the tourism organization is trying to attract tourists from these places.
Yes. Woo의 사전적 의미는 구애하다라는 거고 방금 엘리가 말한 것처럼 보통 연인 관계로 발전하고 싶은 사람이 좋아하는 사람을 이렇게 좀 그 사람의 마음을 이렇게 얻으려고 하는 행동들을 동사로 표현하고 싶다. 이렇게 약간 여기서는 비유적으로 한 거죠. 마음을 사로잡기 위해 노력하고 있다. 그래서 이게 문화체육관광부랑 한국관광공사가 누구의 마음을 사로잡기 위해 노력하고 있냐면 Southeast Asian and Middle Eastern Tourist 라고 하면 동남아시아랑 중동 관광객들이요. With new Hallyu themed tour packages. 한류를 주제로 한 새로운 관광 상품으로 이들의 마음을 얻으려고 하고 있다는 거죠. Despite the rising popularity of Korean content, 한국 콘텐츠의 지금 인기가 상승함에도 불구하고 some travel destinations have not been promoted properly due to their low accessibility. Accessibility?
So it's like the ease of access. So if something has low accessibility, it's hard to get to perhaps, or it's not very convenient. So other words we can use is convenience or availability even.
So accessibility는 접근성이고 low accessibility는 접근성이 낮은 거죠. 그러니까 되게 접근하기 어려운 거예요. 그래서 그 영화나 무슨 이런 거에서 보면은 이렇게 제한된 금지 구역, 뭐 가려고 그러면 no access, access denied 이런 거기서의 그 access가 이 access입니다. And intellectual property rights라고 해서 첫 번째 문장을 다시 해석해 보면 한국 콘텐츠의 인기가 상승하고 있음에도 불구하고 몇몇 여행지들은 have not been promoted properly 제대로 홍보되지 않았습니다. Due to 뭐뭐로 인해 their low accessibility 낮은 접근성과 and intellectual property rights 지적 재산권 문제로 인해서 we have been discussing such issues and have assisted local travel agencies and content creators to sign a memorandum of understanding. What's a memorandum of understanding?
So it's used a lot in government contexts, but also between businesses. It's an agreement, but a sort of a joint declaration of intent as well. So it's like two parties saying we pledge to do something together, or we agree to do something together, or we agree on something.
So I feel like this word is it has very legal obligations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
한국어의 의미로 치면 양해각서고 mm-hmm. 우리가 뭐 정부 문서나 정부 대 정부, 정부 대 기업, 기업 대 기업 사이에서 양해각서를 체결했다 그러면 MOU라는 표현을 많이 보죠. 그래서 거기서의 그 MOU가 Memorandum of Understanding의 약자입니다. For greater travel experience that can satisfy passionate Hallyu fans, the ministry's latest press release said. 그러니까 이 두 번째 문장이 조금 긴데 앞에서부터 보면 우리가 그런 이슈들을 뭐 주제들을 좀 문제들을 논의해왔고 have assisted local travel agencies and content creators 라고 하면 현지 여행사들이랑 콘텐츠 제작자들을 이렇게 도와줬어요. 뭘 하는데 도와줬느냐? To sign a MOU, 양해각서를 체결하는. 근데 그 양해각서가 뭘 위한 거냐면 For greater travel experiences, 좀 더 나은, 더 좋은 여행 경험을 위해서죠. 근데 이 여행 경험들이 that can satisfy passionate Hallyu fans. 되게 열정적인 한류 팬들을 만족시킬 수 있는 그런 걸 제공하기 위한 MOU를 체결했다는 겁니다. The ministry's latest press release said, 그러니까 문체부의 최근 보도자료가 이렇게 말을 했죠. The new tourism products will be heavily promoted in Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates. What do you mean by to promote?
So, advertised, maybe hyped up, sort of publicized. Basically, they're going to, you know, create lots of campaigns, right? And you know, advertise these products, these tourism like packages to people in these countries.
Promote은 촉진하다, 홍보하다 라는 의미로 여기서는 쓰였고 홍보하다라는 의미가 여기서는 쓰인 게 맞고 mm-hmm. 근데 there's another meaning of 승진시키다. So you could say Ali has been promoted to mm-hmm. the chief editor position here at the Korea Herald.
Oh yeah. yeah. Yeah.
모모의 포지션으로 모모의 직급으로 승진되다라는 의미도 있는데 I'm just realizing we had promoted earlier in the second paragraph.
Oh yes.
거기서도 어쨌든 똑같이 yeah. 홍보하다라는 의미로 쓰인 거죠.
Yes, yeah, they weren't properly promoting it.
제대로 right? 홍보가 안 된 거예요. Mm-hmm. 근데 여기서는 the new tourism products 그럼 새로운 관광 상품들은 will be heavily promoted 굉장히 대대적으로 뭐 무겁게 홍보가 될 거라는 게 되게 크게 홍보가 될 거라는 거죠. In Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates, 인도네시아, 베트남, 말레이시아 그리고 아랍에미리트에서 크게 홍보가 될 건데 이 나라들이 어떤 나라들이냐? who have all been big Korean culture fans. 한국 문화에 열렬한 팬이 뭐 많거나 많았다는 이죠 이 나라에서 그렇게 it added 그러니까 덧붙였습니다 그 문체부의 보도 자료는 a total of 7 Korean content themed tours will be offered to tourists from these locations 까지만 먼저 보면 총 7개의 한국 콘텐츠를 테마로 한 관광 상품이 제공될 거예요 누구에게 이 지역에서 온 관광객들에게 그래서 이 7개를 뜯어보면 including 4 day trips day trip programs in Seoul and its suburbs. Suburb.
So it's like the surrounding areas. It's normally residential areas where people live, but it's trying to say like not the city center, right? Like outlying areas or the outskirts of Seoul.
교회라는 뜻이고 약간 교회가 어색하다면 우리가 뭐 만약 수도권에 사는 사람이면 약간 한두 시간 정도 차 타고 갈 그럴 지역 약간 도심에서 벗어난 곳 and the opposite of suburb would be city
yeah urban? Or yeah like the city center so like suburb is like it's like suburban right it's like below urban in the like ranking so yeah the opposite would be urban yeah
urban은 도시에 도시라는 거고 suburb이니까 도시에 이렇게 not necessarily I guess Not necessarily below urban.
No, no, it's
just
like
outside of urban.
Yeah, surrounding the urban area.
교회라는 말을 많이 쓰고 미국에서 특히 이 suburbs라는 단어를 저는 많이 썼던 것 같아요. 큰 도시 중심으로 바깥에 지역들도 많이 잘 돼 있으니까. 그래서 어쨌든 day trip programs니까 이거는 당일치기. 1박이 아니라 그냥 하루 딱 갔다 오는 게 네 가지. 그 서울이랑 서울 근교 지역 그리고 two one night trips to Busan or 평창 강원 province니까 1박 2일로 부산 또는 강원도의 평창으로 가는 거 and a three day trip to 강원 province니까 강원도의 3일 2박 3일 여행이 이렇게 총 7가지 프로그램이 진행이 된다고 합니다. So Ellie will read the article for us once again.
Culture Ministry, KTO, unveil Hallyu-themed tours. The Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism and the Korea Tourism Organization are looking to woo Southeast Asian and Middle Eastern tourists with new Hallyu-themed tour packages. Despite the rising popularity of Korean content, some travel destinations have not been promoted properly due to their low accessibility and intellectual property rights. We have been discussing such issues and have assisted local travel agencies and content creators to sign a memorandum of understanding for greater travel experiences that can satisfy passionate Hallyu fans, the ministry's latest press release said. The new tourism products will be heavily promoted in Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, and the United Arab Emirates, who have all been big Korean cultural fans, it added. A total of 7 Korean content-themed tours will be offered to tourists from these locations, including 4 day trip programs in Seoul and its suburbs, 2 one-night trips to Busan or Pyeongchang, Gangwon Province, and a 3 day trip to Gangwon Province.
Thank you, Ali. 감사합니다. As always, for those of you who are wondering what the specifics of these Korean content-themed tours, please refer to our article.
Yes, there's more information.
Yeah, there's more information. We've just have the first 4 paragraphs of the article here. If you want to know more about it, I guess you can read our article or go to the website of the either KTO or Culture Ministry.
Yeah, they sounded like a lot of like K-pop themed stuff, right? Like there was like a BTS.
I heard something about BTS.
Yeah, some beach that they went to and some manor house that they went to. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, then definitely check it out.
Yeah, well, anyway, what do you have, before we wrap things up, do you have any other travel plans for the rest of this year?
I actually do. I'm so excited. Next week, I'm going to Namhae for the first time. Next week. On 어린이날 weekend.
어린이날 weekend, okay.
Because I have a long weekend, how the schedule worked out. So I'm going to Namhae for 2 days. So 2박 3일?
2박 3일?
Yeah. So I'm
but
super excited.
You're going to spend almost 2 days on the road or a day on the road?
We're going to have to wake up really early. And we're actually taking our 3 dogs. So it's going to be a bit of a... Because there's some temple that I really want to go to that I think it's called Podium or something like that. Right. And no dogs are allowed. So we're going to have to figure that out. But yeah, I'm very excited.
Are you going to like Namhae, Namhae?
Yeah, like Namhae, Gyeongnam, Namhae.
So it would take you about maybe more than 5 hours to drive there.
Yeah, if we wake up at like, if we leave at like 6 in the morning, we should get there by like just after lunch, right? And then come back on the Sunday before people, because you know the Orinina is like on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So I think people will start coming up on Monday. So I think we kind of sneak back up to Seoul on Sunday. It would hopefully not be too bad. But yeah, how about you? Are you going anywhere?
Not for travel, but I'm actually going to Germany next month.
Oh, nice.
Once again.
Oh, for
for business. I'm actually visiting Frankfurt.
Oh,
that
nice.
That would be my third trip to Frankfurt in the last 2 years.
Oh, do you like Frankfurt or?
Not really looking forward to it because Germany was not, I guess I didn't really fit in the city. Or maybe because I've only been there as for business purposes.
I mean, hopefully the weather will be nice if it's next month. Hopefully it won't be too cold or rainy, but that's always hard to tell.
But I do like German beer.
Oh, yes.
So that's, I guess,
something to look forward to. Yeah.
Anyway, 어쨌든 이번 팟캐스트는 여기서 마무리를 하고 저희는 그럼 다음 시간에 또 뵙도록 하겠습니다.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.